It is a great delight for me to be here today and an honor.
Para mí es un placer, también un honor estar aquí el día de hoy.
We are thrilled that you share this building with us.
Nosotros hemos estado compartiendo juntos este edificio.
I see the grace of God across languages and cultures.
Y yo he visto la gracia de Dios a través de los idiomas y las culturas.
As we come together to share this facility and this property.
Mientras hemos estado y hemos compartido juntos a través de este lugar.
Myself and the congregation that I serve.
Yo y así también la congregación en la que yo sirvo.
Welcome you and pray for you.
Oramos por ustedes y le damos la bienvenida.
And are very excited that God has brought you here to.
Y estamos muy contentos y muy emocionados de que Dios les haya traído aquí.
To worship Him and praise Him and learn more about Him. Today, I'd like to open up the book of John.
El día de hoy queremos abrir nuestra Biblia en el libro de Juan.
Jose read for us the wedding story in Cana.
Jose leyó para nosotros la historia de la boda en Canaán.
In the first 11 verses of John chapter 2.
En los primeros versículos de Juan 1, desde el 1 hasta el 11.
I have done many weddings as a pastor.
Yo he celebrado muchas bodas y he asistido a muchas bodas como pastor.
And one thing is for sure.
Y algo que tengo por cierto.
Is that they rarely go as they were planned to go.
Es que muy pocas veces las bodas realmente ocurren en la manera en que se planificaron.
One day in this very building here.
En una ocasión en este mismo lugar, en este mismo edificio.
We were in the middle of the ceremony. And the tornado sirens went off.
Y una sirena de tornado comenzó a escuchar.
And there's no basement to go into.
Aquí no hay basement al cual ir para refugiarse.
And we didn't know what to do on this very special day.
Y nosotros no sabíamos qué hacer en un día tan especial.
For the couple.
Para esta pareja.
So we prayed to God.
Así que oramos a Dios.
And we kept going.
Y continuamos.
And the tornado went around the building, just not very far from here, but did not bother us.
El tornado estuvo bastante cerca del edificio, no muy lejos de aquí, pero dio la vuelta, nos cercó, pero no llegó aquí mismo al edificio.
Another wedding, we got to the point to bless the rings, where the couple shares their rings.
En otras ocasiones, llegamos al punto en que nos encontramos entonces los anillos.
And I asked for the rings.
Yo pedí los anillos.
And nobody had rings. No rings. The groom had put them in his car and locked them in the glove compartment. So he wouldn't lose them. So my very own wedding was outdoors. And just as the wedding was about to start, the rain started coming down. If there is one thing I know,
es algo que yo lo sé, que lo tengo por cierto,
that weddings don't always go as they're planned.
Las bodas nunca ocurren en la manera que se planifican.
We heard about a wedding today in Cana.
Nosotros escuchamos sobre una boda en el día de hoy en Canaán.
That had big problems of its own.
Ellos también tuvieron un gran problema.
They were quickly running out of wine.
A ellos rápidamente se les acabó el vino.
For all the guests that they had invited to the celebration.
El vino que tenían para presentar a todos los invitados de aquella celebración.
In that culture at that time,
en aquella cultura, en aquellos tiempos,
once the wine was gone, the party was over.
Una vez que se acababa el vino, se acababa la fiesta.
And it would have been very embarrassing for the host, for the bride and the groom.
Y era muy embarazoso, muy vergonzoso para el novio y para la novia.
They were running on empty is an English phrase that we would use.
La frase que utilizamos aquí en inglés sería andar con el tanque vacío, es decir, quedarse con el tanque vacío en medio de la celebración.
Come from my car frequently is running on empty if the gas gauge is getting low.
A veces andando en el carro me doy cuenta de que el tanque se está quedando vacío.
They were running low on wine in that situation.
Ellos habían quedado sin vino en aquel momento.
And the party was about to stop. I would imagine that some of you here are running on empty today.
Yo me imagino que quizás algunos de ustedes en el día de hoy también se han quedado.
that you thought you had enough resources to get to the end of whatever situation or whatever season of life that you're in. But your reserves are running out and you're on empty. I want you to know that Jesus is here with us this morning, this afternoon. He wants to fill each of us. Hold on 1 minute. Fourth, that happened as Jesus replenished the joy in that situation in Cana. Look at how we can apply that situation to our lives today. So we think back to the situation and to the verse that was read for us this morning. This afternoon. There's not a lot of dialogue.
No, hay mucho diálogo en esta situación.
No argument.
No hay argumentos.
No persuasion.
No hay persuasión.
Clear expectation.
Pero hay...
Look at what happens in four steps, I hope, to our lives. The first thing we see is that Mary admits that there's a problem. We see Mary admit that there is trouble. Weddings at the time were a celebration that went on for a very long time, a week. And instead of getting married and going off by themselves, they were surrounded. The couple would be surrounded by their family and friends for the entire week.
La familia y los amigos rodeaban la pareja.
A huge feast, much food and wine.
Una fiesta muy grande, mucha comida, mucho vino.
And the parents of the groom were responsible to provide everything that was required for the celebration.
Y los padres del novio eran responsables de proveer todo el vino y todos los alimentos que se iban a utilizar durante la celebración.
And even though we don't know anything about the bride and the groom in this case,
y aun cuando no sabemos nada acerca del novio y de la novia en este caso,
we are familiar with some of the people that were present in this situation.
Sin embargo, estamos familiarizados con algunas de las personas que estaban presentes en esta ocasión.
And we know that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there.
Y sabemos que María, la madre de Jesús, estaba allí.
We don't know if she was relative or friend or how she was involved. But somehow, she knew that the wine was running low.
Pero por alguna razón, ella supo que el vino se había acabado.
We also know that Jesus and his disciples, six of his first disciples, were there with him.
También sabemos que Jesús y seis de los primeros discípulos estaban allí también.
And they had only been following him for a couple of days. They were brand new disciples.
Ellos solamente lo habían estado siguiendo por un par de días, así que eran discípulos nuevos.
And for some reason, at this celebration that they attended, the wine was running low.
Y por alguna razón, durante esta celebración en la cual todos ellos estaban asistiendo, el vino se acabó.
And the wine was the symbolism for joy.
Y el vino era el símbolo del gozo.
The joyous celebration, a happy celebration, was not possible without wine.
Una celebración realmente gozosa no era posible sin vino.
And I can imagine the bride and the groom, if they knew that it was running low, would have been very anxious.
Yo puedo imaginar que el novio y la novia, si supieron, si se enteraron de que el vino se había acabado, deben haber estado muy nerviosos.
With the shame and humiliation that would have followed had they run out.
Con la humillación y la vergüenza que conducían a dada esta situación de que se había acabado el vino.
They would be thinking their wedding is not supposed to happen like this.
Ellos debieron haber estado pensando, no se suponía que pasara esto el día de la boda.
And maybe you have had similar thoughts.
Y quizás usted también ha tenido pensamientos similares.
My marriage is not supposed to be like this.
Mi matrimonio no se suponía que fuera esto.
Being a parent is not supposed to be like this. Christianity is not supposed to be like this. There could be many things in our lives that we think are to be overflowing with joy, but your joy is gone and you are running on empty. You may not even know where your joy went.
No sabemos ni siquiera a dónde se fue nuestro gozo.
You just woke up one morning and were at the end and the joy was gone.
Sencillamente nos levantamos una mañana, usted se levantó una mañana y su gozo se fue. ¿Qué había ido?
Maybe there are people or circumstances in your life.
Quizás hayan sido las personas o circunstancias en su vida.
That by their attitudes or their actions.
Quizás por sus actitudes o por acciones.
Have contributed to the draining of your joy. And I think just as Mary did on that day, like Mary did, the first step to restoring joy is admitting your situation to God. Your feelings, you can be shared with your God.
Sus sentimientos que pueden ser compartidos con Dios.
That's what we see Mary do as she admits that there's a problem.
Eso es lo que vemos. María admite que hay un problema.
And that's what we have to do as well.
Y eso es lo que también nosotros tenemos que hacer.
Many times when we gather with other Christians,
muchas veces nosotros cuando nos reunimos con otros cristianos,
there's an expectation that we walk in with a smile on our face. No matter what is going on in our life, even if it's filled with difficulty.
No importa si andamos atravesando situaciones de dificultad en nuestra vida.
I don't know how it is in Spanish or what the word is.
No sé cómo se dice en español o cuál es la palabra exacta.
But when we greet each other and say, "How are you doing?" we say, "Fine."
Pero cuando nosotros nos vemos y nos preguntamos, oh, ¿cómo estás? ¿Cómo te ha ido? Siempre decimos, bien.
Whether it's fine or not.
Sea que estemos bien.
I think it's important for us as we see the model here that we have to admit that there's a problem. And watch as we see what Mary does next. We see her the next step bringing the problem to Jesus. When she realized that there was trouble with the celebration, the fact that she brought this to Jesus' attention indicates that she believed that he could resolve the problem. Inviting Jesus to that wedding was the beginning of the possibility of a solution. Inviting Jesus into our lives is the beginning to the solution to the problem in our life, the problem of sin. And Jesus is with us here today, not only in this room, but everywhere.
Sino en todas partes.
And we can bring our problems to Him.
Y nosotros podemos traer nuestros problemas delante de Él.
His resources are big enough to address any of the problems that we have in our life. We see Mary bring this to Jesus' attention. And His response can sound harsh. Jesus says to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me?" In verse 4. And He's asking, He's not addressing her harshly. But His response was to let her know that even as His mother, that she is no longer in control. He goes on to say that my hour has not yet come. He's helping Mary understand the transition from Jesus, the Son of Mary, and His earthly responsibilities to Jesus, the Son of God, and His heavenly and eternal responsibilities. So we are seeing a transition here from Jesus' responsibility to Mary to Jesus' responsibility to God. And Jesus does what Mary requests of Him, but on God's time and to God's glory. We bring expectations and requests to God, but He does not always do things on our time as well. He knows better than we do and will respond to our requests and our prayers and our needs. In His time and in His way. That's what's being communicated to Mary here. Next, we're going to see whatever Jesus asks us to do, we are to do. Inviting Jesus to the party made it possible. For the joy to be refreshed and renewed in that situation. But the simple fact that Jesus was there did not bring joy. It wasn't until they turned the power over to Jesus, they turned the situation over to Jesus, that things started to change. Jesus went from being a guest at that wedding to being the master of that wedding. All of the attention was on Him, and all of the opportunity was His. Without Him there, as the master, nothing would have changed. We see that in Jesus' life in the Bible. There were many people in the presence of Jesus, unbelievers, and Pharisees and Sadducees, religious leaders, that were in the presence of Jesus,
que estuvieron la presencia de Jesús,
but did not make him the master and lord of their lives.
Pero ellos no hicieron de Jesús el maestro, el dueño de sus vidas.
And he did not restore joy to them.
Y entonces, él no restauró el gozo en la vida de ellos.
He brought anger and frustration. They made themselves enemies of Jesus. The mere presence of Jesus is not enough. We have to be willing to obey. It was obedience that made the possibility of joy a reality. When Mary said, "Do whatever he tells you,"
María dice, hagan cualquier cosa que él diga,
and those servants responded in obedience,
y los sirvientes responden con obediencia,
that's when everything started to change.
Es cuando todo comienza a cambiar.
We see the miracle of transformation,
vemos el milagro de la transformación,
that happens there at that wedding in Cana. The Bible tells us there were six big stone pots.
La Biblia nos dice que había seis jarros grandes de barro
that the Jews would have used for purification.
Que los judíos lo utilizaban para la purificación.
Not on the inside, but on the outside.
No para la purificación interior, sino para la purificación externa.
And not really for sanitation.
Y en realidad no era por una cuestión de higiene.
But more a matter of ceremony. It did nothing to physically clean them.
Eso no tenía nada que ver con una limpieza física,
but was symbolic of spiritual cleansing.
Sino más bien era un acto de una limpieza simbólica.
It was an outward show that was in those pots.
Era solamente un acto externo.
And the outward show back then in Cana or today,
y los actos externos sean en Canaán, en la Canaán de aquellos días o en los días de hoy en el presente,
has never been able to produce joy.
Nunca vas a tener la posibilidad de traer el gozo.
Just as simply coming to church,
el hecho de venir sencillamente a la iglesia,
or reading your Bible,
o leer la Biblia,
or doing spiritual things,
o hacer cosas espirituales,
can produce joy.
No pueden producir el gozo.
They will put you in the place where you can find joy.
Ellos, estas cosas solamente te ponen en el lugar.
Put you around other people
te rodean de personas
that can help you understand joy.
Que te pueden ayudar a entender el gozo.
But if the things that we read and pray about never are put into practice in our lives, we will be even more miserable than we began. We need to be willing to listen to what the Word tells us. We need to be willing to listen to what the Bible tells us. And to how the Holy Spirit works in our lives in response to prayers. And be obedient to do the things that God asks us to do. We look at the servants in this situation,
vamos a ver a los sirvientes en esta ocasión,
who probably knew nothing of Jesus,
quienes probablemente no conocían nada de Jesús,
and we were being filled to ask, were being asked to fill pots,
y ellos, a ellos se les pidió que llenaran las vasijas,
that held between 20 and 30 gallons of water.
Eran vasijas, jarros que en los cuales se podía almacenar de 20 a
a large quantity that would have been difficult to gather in that day at a well. We don't know how far away the well was from where Jesus was standing and the pots were. We don't know how late in the day it was and how tired the servants were. We don't know if there was 2 servants or 4 servants or 10 servants.
No sabemos el número de sirvientes, si eran 2, si eran 4, si eran
But we know today that to gather that large quantity of water would have required a lot of work.
Eso requiere mucho trabajo.
When Jesus told them to fill the pots,
cuando Jesús les dijo que llenaran las vasijas,
they took him at his word and did what he asked.
Ellos le tomaron la palabra e hicieron lo que él les mandó hacer.
I wonder how many of us,
y yo me pregunto, ¿cuántos de nosotros,
when we get a command from Jesus through the Bible,
cuando vemos un mandamiento de Jesús a través de su palabra,
or we get an opportunity to help or to share,
o cuando tenemos la oportunidad de ayudar o de compartir,
respond immediately like the servants did at Cana.
Respondemos inmediatamente en la misma manera que hicieron sus sirvientes.
Jesus asks us to be obedient.
Jesús nos pide ser obedientes.
Just as he expected the servants to be obedient on that day. As he expected or anticipated the servants to be obedient in Cana.
Asimismo, estos sirvientes fueron obedientes aquel día en Cana.
Think about what was going on in the mind of those servants.
Vamos a ver si, qué pueden haber pensado, qué puede haber pasado por la mente de estos hombres, de estos sirvientes en aquel día.
Did they understand everything that was happening?
¿Entendían ellos todo lo que estaba ocurriendo?
They went to the well. They brought up water,
ellos sacaron el agua,
poured it in the pots.
La echaron en las vasijas, en los vasos.
When they were all finished,
pero cuando terminaron,
Jesus said, "Now take some out of the pot and give it to the master of the ceremony."
Jesús les dijo, "Ahora saquen, tomen de esa agua y llévenla al maestro de ceremonia."
Did they know what was in the cup that they were giving to the host?
Ellos sabían lo que había en la copa.
They might have thought that they were just giving water, but even when they didn't understand, they were willing to do what Jesus asked them to do. And they got to see an incredible transformation through their obedience that most of the rest of the people did not get to see. They didn't know the story of how the water was changed into wine. And when the host tasted the wine, he called the groom over and said, "Wow, you saved the best for the last." And the servants got to watch this whole thing. As did the disciples of Christ. And a miracle happened on that day. Jesus brought great joy to a situation where there was a lot of apprehension and potential embarrassment. The miracle could not have happened without the request of Mary as she admitted the problem.
Pero este milagro no hubiera sido posible sin que María hubiese admitido que había un problema.
And it couldn't have happened without the presence of Jesus who was invited in.
Pero tampoco hubiese sido posible sin la presencia de Jesús como invitado en aquel lugar.
And it couldn't have happened without the willingness of the servants to obey.
No habría sido posible sin la disposición de los sirvientes a obedecer.
And to work hard and do whatever Jesus asked them to do. Not that they performed any miracles. The miracle was the power of Christ. But he asked the servants to work hard to be part of what he was planning to do. The miracle happened that day because they were all willing to submit themselves to the authority of Christ in their lives. And that brings us to the last thing that we have to do. as we watch the model of Mary.
Cuando vemos el modelo de María.
The fourth is to commit ourselves to Jesus.
Lo último es que tenemos que encomendarnos nosotros mismos a Jesús.
Remember, Mary's request was fulfilled.
Recuerde que la petición de María fue cumplida.
But not necessarily in her timing.
Pero no necesariamente cuando ella quiso.
And maybe not in her way.
Y no tampoco, quizás tampoco a la manera
but,
de ella.
But the result of that situation.
Sin embargo, el resultado de esa situación
was far more than the quenching of thirst, the satisfaction of thirst. It was more than that.
Fue aún más que eso.
It was more than saving embarrassment of the hosts.
Fue más que salvar a esas personas de la vergüenza que iba a acarrear la falta del vino.
The real result was faith.
El resultado real fue la fe.
The Bible records that Jesus' disciples,
la Biblia nos dice, resume, que los discípulos de Jesús,
at the wedding there that day,
durante la boda aquel día,
put their faith in him as a result of that miracle.
Pusieron su fe en Jesús como resultado de aquel milagro.
As far as we know,
y tanto como sabemos,
there were not mass conversions among the attenders of the party.
No hubo una conversión en masa entre los invitados, entre todas las personas que estaban en aquella celebración.
As far as we know, only the disciples and the servants and Mary,
tanto como
knew what Jesus had done. And look at verse 11. This, the first of his signs that Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. That is the miracle that happened there that day. The first was changing of the water into wine.
El primero fue cambiar, transformar el agua en vino.
But the second was changing sinners into saints.
Pero el segundo fue transformar a los pecadores.
People who had a heart to walk away from God,
personas que tenían su corazón muy lejos de Dios,
were redirected into his direction.
Fueron transformados directamente en la dirección de Dios.
It was an amazing thing that happened.
Fue algo increíble aquel que sucedió.
And it wasn't just about one party in Cana. It wasn't about one wedding celebration in Cana.
Y solamente esto fue en una celebración en Cana.
It's about a miracle that God continues to do every day, even till today. When we look at those two miracles,
cuando vemos estos dos milagros,
which was greater, to change water into wine?
¿Qué es, cuál es mayor? Transformar el agua en vino,
or to change enemies of God into friends and children of God?
O transformar a enemigos de Dios en amigos e hijos de Dios.
I think it's obvious.
Creo que es obvio.
As we wrap up, we can agree there's no such thing as a perfect wedding. I think we can also agree that there's no such thing as a perfect life. The question is, how are we going to respond when things don't go the way that they're supposed to go? Or our joy is gone. Or our faith is weak. I think we need to follow the example
creo que necesitamos seguir el ejemplo
that Mary gives us today,
que María nos da en el día de hoy,
as she turns to the Son of God.
Cuando ella se dirige al Hijo de Dios.
Mary had no special powers,
María no tenía poderes especiales,
that aren't available to us today.
Que nos pueda dar a nosotros, que nos pueda transmitir a nosotros en el día de hoy.
We see her admit that there is a problem. We see her bring the problem to Jesus.
La vimos traer ese problema a Jesús.
We see her command the servants to do whatever he tells you. And we see the situation committed completely to Jesus. Transforming water into wine is a miracle to us. But not to Jesus. Just as we saw the seed turning from a seed into a plant, is a miracle to us. But it's all part of God's plan. He designed it to be that way. He's in the transformation business. He doesn't want us to be washed on the outside. He doesn't want us to be ceremonially washed on the outside. He wants us to be transformed on the inside. That's His goal. That's His gift. That's His plan. Everything that we read in His Word is leading us towards transformation. As we wrap up today, I pray that if you have not been transformed, that today is the day that you would submit to Christ. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your sovereignty over absolutely everything. We thank you for your love for us, for the grace that you have extended to us, for the mercy that you have on us. We submit ourselves to you, the Transformer, that you will work on the inside of us, that you will fill us with the Holy Spirit, and that you will mold us and shape us into the image of your Son, into the form of your Son, Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen. I'd like to invite Joa Mirka up. She has a special announcement that she would like to make.